The Story of Dr. Dolittle, told by Hugh Lofting. The first chapter, Puddleby, once upon a time, many years ago, when our grandfathers were little children, there was a doctor, and his name was Dolittle. John Dolittle, M.D., M.D., means that he was a proper doctor and knew a whole lot. He lived in a little town called Puddleby on the Marsh. All the folks, young and old, knew him well by sight, and whenever he walked down the street in his high hat, everyone would say, "There goes the doctor. He's a clever man." And the dogs and the children would all run up and follow behind him, and even the crows that lived in the church tower would caw and nod their heads. The house he lived in on the edge of the town was quite small. But his garden was very large and had a wide lawn and stone seats and weeping willows hanging over. His sister, Sarah Dolittle, was housekeeper for him, but the doctor looked after the garden himself. He was very fond of animals and kept many kinds of pets. Besides the goldfish in the pond at the bottom of his garden, he had rabbits in the pantry, white mice in his piano, a squirrel in the linen closet and a hedgehog in the cellar. He had a cow with a calf, too, and an old lame horse, 25 years of age, and chickens and pigeons and 2 lambs, and many other animals. But his favourite pets were Dab Dab the duck, Jip the dog, Gub Gub the baby pig, Polynesia the parrot, and the owl, Too Too.